G'day all followers of Padropia, and today we're going to be looking at how we can pray with Padropia to Our Lady. So welcome to our YouTube channel, Following Padropia, where we look at the incredible life of Padropia, the Capuchin monk whose life was just absolutely full of the miraculous. And we, every video, we look at different stages and steps in his life, different aspects. If you are new to our YouTube channel, then please do share and like and subscribe to our YouTube channel. But the best way to follow us is going to be to enroll your Mass prayer intentions for our monthly Masses to Padropia, and then you will receive be able to receive notifications of future videos by email too. But where does this prayer, the Angelus, come from? What is its origin and significance to us? Well, often the recitation of the Angelus is accompanied by the ringing of the church bells. And this began in the 13th century, the age of great devotion, Marian devotion. So that's where the Angelus started. And it was called at that time the Prayer of Peace, because the aim was to honor the Son of God, that is Jesus Christ, who by incarnating himself in the womb of the Virgin Mary laid the foundation for peace between men and God. So that's why it's called the Prayer of Peace. This prayer was initially only prayed in the beginning of the evening, of the night, because it was believed that the Archangel Gabriel, in fact, introduced himself to the Virgin Mary at dusk. So it originally consisted of the words of the first part of the Ave Maria, that is the Hail Mary prayer. If we look at the exact text in the Bible relating to the Annunciation, that is the Angel Gabriel coming to announce to Our Lady the Incarnation, it is this: "And in the sixth month, the Angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. So the angel Gabriel said to Mary, 'Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women.'" Now, if we look at the history, some say that the practice originated in Germany at the beginning of the 13th century, based on expressions which would have been written on church bells. However, other people say that the origins of this great Marian practice were with Gregory the Ninth, that is 1241, who was in fact 85 years old when he was elected to be Pope. However, the first accurate reports about the Angelus, in fact, date back to 1269, a time when Saint Bonaventure, also known as the Seraphic Doctor, Seraphic being obviously related to an angel, his preaching was so incredible that it was in an angelic way. And he was the superior general of the Franciscan order at that time. Well, during this general chapter of the Franciscan, the Friars Minor, which took place in the town of Pisa, the brothers were required to greet Our Lady every evening when the bell sounded, and reciting the Ave Maria, the Hail Mary prayer, in order to remember the mystery of our Lord's becoming man. It was also stipulated that in their sermons, the brothers should encourage the faithful, the people, to greet the Blessed Virgin Mary with the sounds of the bell that begins at night, so that is at dusk. Now already in the Synod of Strigonia, that is in Hungary, in the year 1307, a decree was stipulated that the bells should ring, and this is the Latin word for it, urge tintinnabuli, urging sweetly every evening the faithful to recite three Ave Marias, Hail Marys. They should be recited to receive a perfect indulgence. In the course of time, this prayer was also prayed during the morning. And beginning in the year 1400, it was Pope Callistus III in 1456, in fact, who decreed the ringing of the Angelus bells at noon with the prayer of three Ave Marias. In the synod held in Cologne, that's another synod, at the end of the 19th century, it was made clear that from now on, every day in every church at sunrise and sunset, to greet the Most Glorious Virgin, this prayer was recited, and a leniency was granted to those who recited the Ave Maria three times during the bell ringing. Now, Pope Paul VI, so this is in more recent times, Pope Paul VI included the prayer in his document Marialis Cultus and exhorted all to keep the custom of daily recitation of the Angelus alive. Now, the midday Angelus, today the most widespread of the Angelus devotions, partly because it is a form of recollection and elevating one's thoughts towards the Mother of Heaven at noon, was the last to be introduced to the faithful, and it in fact spread very slowly initially. In 1475, the King of France, that is a Ludwig XVI, obtained of Pope Sixtus V the granting of 300 days of indulgence for anyone who prayed three Hail Marys at noon for the sake of peace and unity in the kingdom. So once again, it was the prayer of peace. The practice was called Ave Maria of Peace and was soon related to the Ave Maria of the night and transformed into the Midday Angelus. And continuing in that line, John the 23rd introduced the other words of the Angelus prayer. So all of these bits form together to form the final prayer of the Angelus. Now, the first transmission of the solemn Angelus began with Pope Pius XII on the 15th of August 1954, when he was in Castel Gandolfo on the occasion of the convocation of the General Marian Year. Now, relating this all back to Padre Pio and to San Giovanni where he lived, there was another priest there, Padre Francisco Pellegrino, who was a director of the spiritual community, and he declared the following: the Angelus prayer explains the significance of the event, that is the incarnation, and the importance of homage to Mary. So that's how he put it: the significance of the event of the incarnation and the importance also of us giving homage to Mary. That's not worship of Mary, that's very different, but homage for someone who's done great things to assist all of us. Now, looking at it from a slightly different angle, the theological meaning of the mystery of the incarnation, that's what the Angelus is about. The Angelus is a prayer of the church that honors the incarnation and recognizes the merits of the faith and humility of the Virgin Mary. When she said to God, when the angel Gabriel told her that God invited her to be the mother of God, and Mary's yes fulfilled the announcement, in fact, of the prophets from ancient times in scriptures. And the prophet had said, a virgin will become pregnant and give birth to a redeemer. So she was fulfilling this part of the prophecy. She allowed the process to continue by saying yes to God. And in fact, it is one of the most important moments in the history of salvation, as the beginning of salvation, obviously, had to be marked with the incarnation of Jesus Christ. And it is celebrated, the feast day is celebrated in the church on March the 25th, interestingly enough, 9 months before Christmas. So currently, the Angelus is recited in 6 in the morning, and then at 12 noon, and also at 6 p.m. in the evening. And many places preserve the custom of ringing the church bells to highlight the Ave Maria hour.